Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Oscar Dunbar, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So, hello, Oscar, Brendan. You're a musician and you're also the grandson of the late great singer and actress Marianne Faithfull, who, of course, made her home in Ireland for many years. So, yeah. Wrote and recorded a song with Marianne before she died, which we'll come to, but condolences first on her death. It was only 6 months ago, and I'm sure you miss her very much, because she kind of wasn't just a granny to you. I think she was your best friend, was she?
Yes. No, thank you so much. And it's lovely to speak to you, and thank you for having me. And yes, no, thank you. Yes, she was. She was an amazing woman. I mean, her work speaks for itself, but in terms of just being my grandmother, she couldn't be more maternal and loving, and we became very close actually in the last 5 years of her life.
What are your earliest memories of her?
Well, I was thinking about this. I think it might be when she lived at the Shell Cottage on the Carton Estate. I feel like there was an egg hunt, maybe in John Borman's house or his estate somewhere. And I think basically it's an island somewhere in Ireland with Marianne, basically. But we were always very close, and Ireland and Marianne had a natural affinity for Ireland and felt very, very at home in Ireland. And
Did she kind of feel that she had found sanctuary here after quite a troubled time in her life?
Definitely. I think she felt persecuted in England. The press here were quite horrible to her, and I think she had great friends in Ireland. Penny Cuthbertson, Desmond Guinness, Paddy Maloney, Garrett Brown, a lot of people. She had great friends in Ireland and who really loved her. And I think then she had that song, Dreaming My Dreams, which I think kickstarted a renaissance for her.
Yes.
For her career.
She had a number one in Ireland with it, didn't she?
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
So have you forged lots of Irish friendships and connections then through Marianne as well?
Definitely, yeah. I'm very lucky, fortunate for that. The ripples go on. Yeah, lots of friends. I mean, I played the picnic a few times, and Victoria Clark says hi. Jerry O'Boyle says hi. There's so many. That's one of the greatest gifts Marianne really gave me was I'm very fortunate to have some amazing friends in Ireland.
And come here, as you got older then and beyond the egg hunts and everything, I'd say she was kind of like the fun grandmother who you could talk to and stuff like that? Her wild years were
definitely
behind her at that stage.
No, she was always, I mean, no, she was fun. She was up until the end. She was, she loved it. She was great fun. She's great fun. I spoke to your producer Catriona, and we discussed that Marianne was an Epicurean. She loved good food. She loved nice hotels. She loved a good time. She loved good music. She lived and breathed music, and it was always just to be with her, be in her presence was just the most. It was.
She was still enjoying life and everything. Now her health had taken a dip in recent years, had it?
Mm. Yes, yeah. Well, she got COVID. She had COVID. Back in 2022, which set her back a bit. But she didn't give up. She actually recorded an album with Warren Ellis, an album of Poetry Records around that time. But her health did decline, and I found that hard to accept. I found that hard to accept because she was always so powerful, and I felt like she could live forever. And I found her decline in health quite hard to accept. And I think she found it hard, but she kept on working. And we were, we wanted to write more songs together. And she was right till the end. She was thinking about the future and working again. And she loved music.
Yeah, you see, she had a ferocious creativity through all her phases of her life. She really did, didn't she? So was it just one song he ended up writing together in the end?
That's
been released now, and I suppose it's kind of her swan song, really. Tell me about the song.
No, thank you. Yeah, no, it's about the nature of love. Marianne wrote the lyrics. I did the music, and we were sort of sitting in her bedroom watching Call the Midwife or Star Trek, I think, and I was noodling away on the guitar, and Marianne liked what she. I was playing a riff, and Marianne liked what she heard, and I suggested we write a song around it, and we did, and over a period of a month, we sort of. Yeah, Marianne did the lyrics. I got the music together, and then I recorded her vocals in her home, and then I took her vocals to a friend of mine, Oscar Gumutschen, who's a producer, and we made this new bed of music for her vocals to sit on, and she was really proud of it. I played it to her in the hospital. She was singing along with it, and obviously, it's very bittersweet that she's not around to celebrate in its release, but she was very proud of it, and we were already very close. But I don't think there'll be anything in music I'll ever do again which will top the moment that we, you know, I have a voice recording of the moment that we, you know, the melody for the chorus clicked and the lyrics clicked, and it's just like I even talking about it makes me emotional and elated. I just, you know, it was just I love my grandmother.
Yeah, well, look, it's a wonderful thing for you to have had a wonderful experience and to have relic of it now in the form of the song. And it's so delicate and so beautiful. And there's something about it, and the melancholy is there too, but the life-affirmingness. There's something about it that nearly brings us right back to Marianne when she was starting out, isn't there?
I think so. Yeah, I'm so glad. I'm really happy that you like it. I think so. There's definitely, it feels, I mean, Oscar, our producer, we were listening to a lot of Marianne's earlier records. So I think maybe that informed the production, and there was it harks back to her folky roots. But I just want to say that, you know, Ireland really gave Marianne a lot of love and affection, and a lot of people in Ireland were really there for her. And I know how grateful she was, and I'm very grateful.
Oscar, okay. Wonderful to talk to you, and we'll take a listen to it now. This is Love Is by Oscar Dunbar and his grandmother, the late Marianne Faithfull. Oscar, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Brendan. Thank you.
I'd always believe you. I would never leave you. Love is never easy. Not what we expected, but your love was pleased, and we are connected.